Today's share in the Deer Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem finally going to be finishing the first Sif. It's been a four-part first Sif in Simen Tuf Kuf Tes Vav. And we begin at the very top of the Amud with the words of the Mechaber. And he tells us, V'chein imhuva b'yom tovsheni. Again, we've been talking about a non-Jewish person who brings you a dora and a present on yontiv. So if he brings it to you on yontiv sheni, so then the same halacha supply. Tzorech lahamtin b'motze yontiv b'chdei shiyasu. The same halacha applies as it was in Eretz Yisrael the first day of yontiv, that everybody agrees, there's no machlokis there, that you're not allowed to get any benefit from it on that day of yontiv, and you have to wait till the end of yontiv. So if he brings it to you on the second day of yontiv in Chutz Laretz, yontiv sheni shogolios, you have to wait until the Yontif is over, and then the additional period of time, Kadesh Yasu, how long it would take for him to have done that malacha, you have to wait that period of time. Mishnah Berurah explains this if cut in your dalid. Here, there is no difference. The Kuliyama, everybody agrees, both the Mechaber and the Ramah that we've been discussing, everybody agreed, Bein Hu Liacherim, whether it's for you, Bein Hu Liacherim, whether it's brought specifically for you or brought for other people, Kivin Shuvo Biyom Zeh, since it's brought on Yontif itself, the second day of Yontif. So everybody agrees you have to wait till Kadesh Yasu after Yontif is over. However, here the Mishnah Berurah does point out an interesting diuk, and he says, based upon the Achronim, Ochein im hevi betchilas halayla, if he brings it right at the very start of the second night of Yontif, right at nighttime, let's say Yontif starts at 8 o'clock, he brings it at 8:05, then pnai lotzud hayom, there was no time for him to possibly have trapped this animal that he's bringing to you on Yontif Sheni Shogolius. And therefore, obviously, Nitzol B'Yom Rishon was trapped on the first day. So then, in halacha, we can view this, Yesh Lo Din, Hevi B'Yom Tov Rishon. This has the halachic status as if it was brought on the first day. Likewise, V'chadim Hevi Akum B'tchilas Lo Rishon, if the Akum brings it to you at the beginning of the Leil Rishon, Yesh Lo Din, Nitzol Mir Yontif. Then the same thing applies with that, that it was obviously trapped before Yontif started, and these dinim don't apply. And as long as he brought it from within the Trum, it would be permissible because it really was brought to you, albeit on Yontif, but really it was trapped or gotten on Erev Yontif. The Mechaber continues and he says, Avol b'shnei yomim shel Rosh Hashanah. This was true when we said when the second day is a regular Yontif Sheni Shogolios, but if it's dealing with the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which we've pointed out many, many times as Kedusha Arichta, we have to be concerned that it's one big Kedusha, it's not two separate days like Yontif Sheni Shogolios. Avol b'shnei yomim shel Rosh Hashanah, or obi yom tov hasamach l'Shabbos, when Yontif is coming out next to Shabbos, either on Friday, bein milafonov, bein miachrov, or on Sunday. In this situation, im huva barishon, if it was brought on the first day, tzorech lahamtin ad motzei yom tov v'shabbos b'chdei she'asu. Everybody agrees. In that situation, you have to wait till the entire period of time is over, till the second day where the Shabbos or Yontif is over, the second day of Rosh Hashanah is over, and then you have to wait k'dei she'asu. That's what the Mechaber tells us. Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot and Tesvav, the lo shayach will be monoshach. With the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we don't have this mimonoshach that we have by Yontif Sheni Shogolius, that if the first day was Yontif, the second day is not. If the second day is Yontif, the first day is not. Here you don't have that by Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, the Kedusha Achasi, because we say it's 1 48-hour single day, Ukiyoma Arich Dodomi, as we've mentioned many times. The Mishnah, Dirsha footnote number 38 brings down that this is telling us, Kavanaso, Shishne Yom Rosh Hashanah, Hein Bivade Kedoshim. Both days have Kedusha to them, as opposed to Yom Tashen Shogolis, with really one of the days doesn't have Kedusha to it. However, Avalein Kedushasum Achas, even though we treat both with a certain level of Kedusha, we know that one of them really doesn't have it. So that's why there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tashen Shogolis. Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kigon Shai Yomtev B'Yom Erev Shabbos, if Yomtev, we said, was on Friday, Devim B'Yomtev, and he brought it on Friday, so you have to wait till after Shabbos is over. O Shai Yom Rishon, or if Yomtev is on Sunday, so he brought it on Shabbos, you have to wait till after Sunday's Yomtev is over. Devim B'Shabbos, Shilfnei Yomtev. Fine. Then we said, you have to wait until both of these days are over. Sivkot and Yotzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shir Zeh Tzorech Lahamtin Af Im Nilketu, this shir has to be kept, even if it was gathered, only so it was trapped, me'aleim, by itself. Because the afdishtei kedushos heim, because we do consider them two separate kedushos, Shabbos and Yontif, nevertheless, mikol makom, asu mizeh lezeh mishum hachana. The reason that you're not allowed to use one to the other is because Shabbos is not allowed to be mechem for Yontif, and Yontif is not allowed to be mechem for Shabbos. And the ein Yontif mechem l'Shabbos, lo Shabbos mechem l'Yontif, as I just said, da'inu kiven debiyom ze osu l'yochlo, since on Shabbos it wouldn't be allowed to be eaten, so they're nearer kilu mechem rach l'chaveru. If we allow you to use it on Sunday, because it's a separate Kedusha, so then we would say that Shabbos was mechem for Yontif, and that's not allowed, and vice versa. And this we all learned, Dukidel and Simon Tov Kuf Yud Gimel and Sif Hei Gabi Beitza. But there, one difference was, Ochein Bezeh B'motzi Shabbos Mutter Miyad. In that situation, we said it's Mutter, you don't have to wait Kidei Shiasu. Lo Yitzrich L'hamtin Acha Motzi Shabbos, you don't have to B'chdei Shiasu, because it's different with an egg. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Yud Ches. He says, you have to wait Kidei Shiasu. Shim Lo Yamtin V'yocha Miyad. If you were not to wait, and you would eat this right after the second day, either the second day being Yontif or the second day being Shabbos, Harei Nenem Milechus Yontif. So you would be benefiting from Yontif. And you're not allowed to do that. Because if the guy hadn't brought it to you on Yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to have it with Heter, because you weren't allowed to go and get it. Unless, he brought it to you Motzi Shabbos. And that's why I have to wait, Kidei Shiasu. And likewise, if Yontif is on Sunday, the same thing applies, because he brought it to you on Shabbos, so you'd be getting Hanor from Shabbos, so you have to wait, Kidei Shiasu. How much is the shear of Kidei Shiasu? So that's what the Mechaber now discusses. The shear of Kidei Shiasu. How much is the shear of Kidei Shiasu? Hainu, it means the amount, Kidei Shiyelech Ha'enu Yehudi, that the non-Jewish person should be able to go, L'makum Shalike, to the place where he collected this item, V'igmar Gmlocha, and go and pluck it, and go do whatever Gmlocha he did over there, and then return, V'yachzor L'kan, and come back to where you are and give it to you. So let's say it takes 20 minutes to get there, 20 minutes to pluck, and 20 minutes to come back, so then you have to wait an hour. That's the shir of Kidei Shiasu, that you have to wait after Yontif is over, after Shabbos is over. Mishabur explains in Sivkot Yotes, this is going, I'll call it Sif Koyim Chabri. This isn't just what we just said now, but this is going on the entire Sif. This is the definition of Kidei Shiasu for the entire Sif, not just on what we learned in today's Shir. Sif Koyim Chav Kidei Shiyelech. If he went there via vehicle, or he went by a horse, for example, or he took a car, so so you don't have to say, well, if I had walked it, it would take this long, so we have to wait an hour. No, if he went by sus, he went by car, it took him 10 minutes, so then that is the Kidei Shiasu part of the travel. The issue foot number 41 brings down, if he was going with a caravan, and therefore took longer, he was going with other people, so he couldn't go as fast as he would like. So then the Kav HaChaim writes, so then that's how long you have to wait. As Kosman Hava, even though you went directly by yourself by car, it would take you 10 minutes, but since he went by bus, since he went by a caravan, he went by other people, it took an hour, so then you have to wait the hour. We didn't do the issue foot number 40, let's do that now. It really came from Sivkot Nutches in the Mishnah Berurah, but it's very important. And he says, Umlocha she'efshal asos shuv motzi Shabbos. When we're talking about that you have to wait Kidei Shiasu, he says, what happens if you can't do this Malacha on Motzi Shabbos? You only could do it on Shabbos. What's an example of this? Kigon tzilum shenase b'Shabbos aydei nochri av Yisrael. He took pictures for you. I get asked these questions many times. Can we hire a non-Jewish person to go and photograph a Shabbos bar mitzvah? The answer is obviously no. And here's the reason why. He says, if a guy were to take a picture for you, you can't say, well, let's wait till Kidei Shiasu. It takes him 20 seconds to snap the picture. In the old days, with a Polaroid, it would take another minute to develop it, and you'd pull out the picture, so you have to wait a minute. No, he says, that's not right, because you can't do this picture on Motzei Shabbos. It was only able to be done on Shabbos. You can't recreate that picture, and therefore it's Kidei Shiasu. So in this situation, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Asur lehenos mimeno li'olam. Here you can't get hanor from it after Kidei Shiasu. Here it's asur forever. And there is no way to get benefit from this permissibly. And this is also the opinion of Yashas Zatzal. He says further, and if this is something that if you didn't have the non-Jewish person do this on Shabbos, it would have been destroyed totally. So he brings that in this situation from Shelos Chuvus Marsham. Technically, we could have said this is like the picture. And since it would have been destroyed, and there's no way you could have saved it for Motzei Shabbos if he didn't do this work, so therefore it should be Osir Olamis. He says here it's different. He says, since you're getting benefit from the Nochri, one might have thought that you're not allowed to get benefit from this forever. And then we have to be concerned that you're going to tell the Nochri to go do this for you on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the rabbis didn't make such a distinction over here. Even though, if he didn't do what he did then, it would have been destroyed, and then it wouldn't have been able to be done on Motzei Shabbos. The rabbi said, lo plug, once we made the rule, Kidei Shiasu, so that it applies here as well. We don't find that the rabbis asked something forever, unless Nasa Befahesu, was done publicly. And he brings this down from Hilchos Shabbos. Finally, he says, Linyan Din, Maisa Shabbos Mevelechus Yisro. If a Yid did something on Shabbos, so he brings down from also Hilchos Shabbos, Shemineses of Bemezid, if a Yid did something on Shabbos intentionally wrong, so also Lenos Mimeno Olamis, that he can never get benefit from that, but other Jews are allowed to immediately because we don't suspect that you'll tell a Jew to go do an Issa Shabbos for you, and therefore there is no reason to put in a Knas. Ubishogeg, and if you did it by accident, even Mutter Lo, Lenos Matzi Shabbos, even he can get benefit from it, Matzi Shabbos. You don't have to wait Kadesh Yaseh. And the Bir Aloha explained over there, Shetame Issu Mishum Knas, the whole purpose there is for the Knas. If a person did it b'mezid, we don't want him to get any benefit from it. Im kein ba'ofen she'ena knas nikra, if the knas isn't recognizable, for example, kigon shenata ilum b'shabbos, the guy planted a tree on Shabbos, so what are you going to say? Oh, you have to have a knas that he can't use it on Matzi Shabbos, k'desh yasu? Shegam lulei a knas, en yochol lenos mimenu b'matzi Shabbos. He can't get any hanah from it Matzi Shabbos, so in this situation, also lenos mimenu olamis, then it's also forever. V'chayv lakos ila, and the only way to get around this is to uproot the tree. Finally, he says, what about the guy himself who traveled by car to you? And he's a waiter, let's say. And the same thing would apply if a Yisrael came by car, unfortunately. He did something wrong, the Yid. Or if it's a guy, he traveled, but he traveled on Shabbos for you. So then in this situation, Rav Yashu Zal says, that you're allowed to get benefit from this guy or this Yid. The only time they were asked is on an object, but not on a person. Again, a very important Dershu footnote. Now go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, where he said, the amount of time of Kadesh Yasu is to go travel to that place, do the avoda over there, and then to come back. So Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu im yodea meizam okam likit. This is when you know where he got it from. Whether it's far, hein rachok, or karov, or whether it's near, misharin and boat. Then you estimate the amount of time that it would take to go there and come back. The issue foot number 42 brings down, let's say it was very far away, and he actually traveled on weekdays as well as on Shabbos. So then the Kaf Chaim says, you only look at the amount of time that he traveled on Shabbos to determine the chedei shiyasu. Mechaber continues and he writes, if we don't know where he bought it, okay, if you know he brought it from this place 2 miles away, so then you calculate how long it takes him to walk the 2 miles, to pick it, and to come back. But let's say you don't know. So what do you do in this situation? He brought you apples, but you don't know where he picked them from. If you don't know from where he brought them from, so then the Mechaber writes, then you estimate it from a place outside of the tchum. We have to presume the worst, and he got it from outside the tchum. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Beis, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, Bein l'chumra, this applies as a chumra and also as a kula. What would be the chumra? Bein l'chumra, the hainu, im sofek shemo besoch ha-tchum o chutz l'chum. We're not sure. Did he bring it from within the tchum, there are apple trees within the tchum, or there are apple trees outside the tchum? We don't know which one he got it from. So then, tzorach lahantim ha-kadesh yavo mi-chutz l'chum. Then you have to wait the amount of time that it would take to have brought them from mi-chutz l'chum. But it can also go lekula, but can lekula. Kigon, im yadu lo shevavade michutz l'tchom. If you know for a fact that he took it from michutz l'tchom, that is unfortunately where he got it from. El sheni yadu, im samuch l'tchom, or rachu karbe. There's apple trees that are half a mile outside the tchom, there are apple trees that are 5 miles outside the tchom. So which ones did he bring it from? How do you calculate kadesh yasu? So he says, in lahach mir lahamtin el b'chdei shir michutz l'tchom. In this situation, you're allowed to take the smaller shir, and assume he came from the first place outside the Tchum, and you don't have to assume the worst case scenario that he took it from a place that's much further outside the Tchum. With this, we, Baruch Hashem, finally conclude Sif Aleph, and I know it's a short shiur today, but we'll stop. It's a good break point. We'll stop over here.